Besiata Dishmaya Adonai Sfasai Tiftach Ufiya Gid Teilasecha. We've been discussing the Torah's perspective, the only true perspective, of exactly what our purpose is in this world. Firstly, why did Hashem create the world in the first place? As the Torah sources teach us, only to give to us. Where ultimately do we receive and experience Hashem's goodness? In Olam Haba, in the next world. Why then did Hashem place me in this world? And as discussed, just because He wanted to give us an opportunity to be able to earn our eternal portion for ourselves. And by having the constant opportunity to choose good and stay away from bad in this world, we are thereby able to earn our eternal portion for ourselves. And as many Torah commentaries discuss, if we are to summarize into one word what exactly our purpose is in this world, how exactly do we earn our eternal portion in the next world? The answer to that is Emunah. We've been discussing what exactly it means to have Emunah, and how important constant repetition of these concepts, even if one might have heard them many times before, is. Because again, as many Torah sources teach, it's one thing to learn the information, but our main purpose in this world is not just learning the information, but rather truly internalizing that information in how we live our lives. And one of the greatest things we can do in our endeavor to do so is by constant repetition of these concepts. And the more we grow in our Emunah journey, the more we will be able to apply the concepts that we are learning to our own lives, everybody in their own way. As we've been talking about, one expression of Emunah that many Torah commentaries discuss is the performance of mitzvahs. Because again, if I believe in Hashem, then I will certainly be motivated to follow His laws exactly as He has prescribed, whether I understand or not. Because I'm not doing so based on my understanding, but rather because of my belief in Hashem. We've discussed many times, many Torah sources, such as the Zohar HaKadosh, the Vilna Gaon in numerous places, as well as many others, who state that the purpose of all the mitzvahs is ultimately for the sake of Emunah. In today's day and age, we are so privileged to have so many platforms available to us to learn about all of the mitzvahs. And again, seeing as this is one of the most basic and most potent expressions of Emunah, to practice Hashem's mitzvahs, one should certainly make their maximum effort to study as much as possible about all of the laws and intricacies of all the mitzvahs to be able to practice them in the best way possible. For our purposes right now, we are going to focus on an additional and most potent and core aspect of what it means to live a life of Emunah. The Ramban and many others contrast Emunah and Bitachon and explain that having Emunah is like the tree, whereas having Bitachon is like the fruit from the tree. It's possible to have Emunah without applying the Bitachon, whereas it's impossible to have Bitachon if one does not have the Emunah. So ultimately, one of the main ways we achieve our purpose in this world, which again is ultimately leading us to our place in Olam Haba for eternity, is by growing more and more in our belief that we have in Hashem. And as we've learned many times, the more Emunah that one has, the more calm one might feel throughout all circumstances, knowing that Hashem is in complete control. When there is a potential to feel feelings of anger, the more Emunah that one might have, the less feelings of anger I will feel, because I will internalize that it is not this other individual who is causing this to happen to me, but rather Hashem pulling all the strings, causing everything to happen. Because Ein Od Milvadoi, there is only Hashem in the world, and every single happening that happens in the world is exclusively orchestrated by Hashem. Let us remember what the Rambam writes in the 13 Principles of Faith, that Hu Levadoi, Hashem exclusively, without the help of any other individual or circumstance, orchestrates every single detail of our lives. The more we are able to take these concepts to heart, the more we will be able to apply them in a practical way by exercising our bitachon in Hashem.